Breakup Survival Guide. Published 28 August 2009. Breaking up is never easy, regardless of the circumstance or who does the dumping. This article covers both sides of the coin, how to dump her and how to get over being dumped. How to break up with the girls. Reader writes, breaking up. It seems like just no one talks about it. Of course, it's not just about the end of relation. You guys probably frame it well from the beginning so it's much easier or even the problem doesn't exist, but anyway, how to break up with someone without hurting their feelings. Let's face a bad scenario where girl just falls in love with you, you have a very deep relation, you had sex, and you just haven't made it clear that you are not looking for a LTR. How to break up with her without hurting her. I know there are other options like Friends with Benefits Act, but I think it's pretty advanced topic. Good question. It's impossible to break up with a girl without hurting her feelings. That's kind of the definition of a breakup, ending an emotional relationship. You can't end an emotional relationship without hurting someone's feelings. If she's in love with you and you aren't in love with her, you have to be honest about that. Tell her that you don't want a serious relationship and that you don't feel the same way. It's not pleasant, but it's not going to be pleasant no matter how you break up with her. You might as well be honest and do it as soon as it's an issue. When you do this, the woman always respects you for your honesty, and often they'll hang around and become friends with benefits. Sometimes it hurts too much and they drift away. The biggest thing to remember is that when you say it, often they won't take what you say at face value. For instance, you'll say, "I don't want a relationship right now." They'll get upset but say they want to keep seeing you, and then a few weeks down the road, they'll try to get you into boyfriend situations. The important thing to remember is that your actions must back up your words. Always. It doesn't matter what you say about the relationship. If you act like a boyfriend and feel like a boyfriend, she's going to get pissed off if you're not her boyfriend. If you don't act like her boyfriend, then she has nothing she can legitimately complain about. Relationship management comes down to a few key concepts, the most important of which are, 1. Be painfully honest and open, and 2. Back up your words with your actions. Hope this helps. How to get over a breakup. But what's hard to remember sometimes when you're in the midst of an awful breakup, especially if you're the dumped, and especially if it was a first love type deal, is that it passes. Shit's going to be okay. One day you're going to feel great again and happy with somebody else, and probably much sooner than you imagine. With that said, I've actually talked to not one, not two, but 3 different guys the last couple weeks who just got out of a rough breakup and asked me for some advice about getting over it. So here it is, Mark's foolproof breakup recovery kit. 1. Do not go out and immediately try to fuck a ton of girls. My first couple post-community breakups, this is what I did. This is a band-aid solution. Rather than cleansing your emotional pain, you're just covering up, or even worse, sometimes just causing even more with a new girl. This just isn't a healthy way to deal with depression or post-breakup emotions. A lot of guys complain that after a bad breakup, they go out and their interactions are really off. Yeah, because you're an emotional wreck, that's why. I give it a few weeks or even a month or two if it's a pretty serious breakup. Just don't date anyone, take time to yourself. Learn to enjoy time by yourself and appreciate yourself, and not to sound too new agey or anything, feel your emotions and embrace them. I see this the most in students who are recent divorcees. They struggle when I work with them, and it's just so apparent to me that they haven't even begun to deal with their baggage from the divorce. When you're ready to get back into the game, you'll naturally feel it. That fire of desire will naturally ignite itself again, and you'll enjoy dating. But until then, don't rush it. 2. Exercise, exercise, exercise. Studies have shown that people who exercise process negative emotions faster and are depressed for far shorter spans of time. There's probably something about speeding up your metabolism that works through your emotional funk quickly. The last 2-3 weeks I've been hitting the gym and running like a madman. It's the perfect way to burn off a lot of angst, and I always feel better afterward. 3. Pour yourself into your work. I've always found that the most important thing about breakups and the negative emotions that comes with it is channeling those negative emotions into something productive. So instead of laying in bed 11 hours a day, watching Seinfeld reruns and eating pizzas by yourself, pour yourself into your work or your hobbies. I have a naturally tendency to start working ridiculous 12-14-hour days when I get depressed. And what invariably happens is I accomplish something awesome and immediately start feeling better about myself and life in general. And if you've been dumped, then this is the most important piece. Reframe everything you do, and I mean everything, to motivation. If I've been dumped, I constantly tell myself, I'm going to make myself so fucking awesome, she'll feel like a moron for dumping me. And then I go out and pursue whatever I think will accomplish that. Sure, in the grand scheme of things, it's not the healthiest belief, but right after a breakup, it's the best thing you can tell yourself. Convert your pain and depression into fuel for your own success. 4. Hang out with friends. The only thing that will immediately make you feel better aside from substance abuse is going to be your friends. Take the opportunity to hang out with your friends as much as possible. And when I say hang out with friends, I don't mean go out to get laid. I mean sit down and hang out with friends. Watch sports together, go golfing, grab a beer, do whatever. Get out of the house and be social. Good friends really are the best remedy and fastest way to ease that slow pain that just seems to fester in you. I won't be posting on the blog again until after my girlfriend is gone. Until then. Get your dating life handled. Become an attractive man once and for all without faking it or pretending to be someone you're not. Models Attract Women Through Honesty has been referred to as the best book in the field by many, and has received 5-star reviews from all over the world.